Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Cecilia. I thank you for each and every one of you calling in. And we're going to get straight into prayer because this will be a day of prayer. So, Minister Sylvia, can you pray for us on today?
Yes, I can. Father God, we come to you on today, O Lord, asking you first, God, for forgiveness, God, asking you first to get into our hearts, O God, get into our minds to let us know that before you can hear our prayers, we must come to you, God, with clean hands and a clean spirit. God, we come in front of your throne boldly saying, Lord, I'm sorry for any and everything that I did that would embarrass you, keep you from getting the honor, the glory, and keep you from being glorified because of my actions or whatever came out of my mouth or whatever body gestures I did, God, that did not represent the body of Christ, that did not represent me as a member in the body of Christ. God, we come before you on today saying, God, put in our spirit, what if? What if this was the last time I got a chance to pray and talk with you, God? What if this was the last time we got in front of you, God, to say, God, can you forgive me one more time? What if we got before you, God, and you said, pray that you praying like you want to break down the walls of your own Jericho? What if this was the last time you would get the opportunity to ask me to give you one more chance, one more game? God, put a what if when it comes to you, when it comes to the church, when it comes to the body of Christ, when it comes to prayer, when it comes to a relationship with you, oh God. Put a what if in our spirit. God, we ask you to just cover America on today, God. We ask you to cover every politician, every resident of America, God, whether they're in America or overseas, wherever they are. God, we ask you to put every American in the place that you call them to be, that at this time, God, we will be where you called us to be to do your will, God, for we know that you make no mistakes. And nothing happens haphazardly if we don't come before you and ask you, God, to guide us. Guide us, God. Give us guidance. God, teach us how to let you order our steps, oh God. Teach us how to let you be the light into our pathway, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to just open our mouth up and just say to you, Father God, I need you, God. Because when I keep trying to do it, God, I keep making a mess in a mess out of a mess. God, we're just asking you to straighten up our spirit, God. Straighten up our hearts. Straighten up our desires. Put in us, God, if you love it, we love it. If you hate it, we hate it. For God, we don't want to go against your word. We don't want to go against your spirit, God. We want to line up with your word so that we may line up with your spirit because we know, God, that you are true. We know that you are love, and we know that you are a forgiving God. But we also know that you are a jealous God and a terrible God. God, we don't want to offend you in any kind of way. God, make America line up. Line up with the promise that they made to you many years ago. Line up with the statement that we put on our money and our courts and our school systems and everything else that says, in God we trust. God, teach us how to trust you again. Teach us how to want to have the desire to trust you, oh Lord. God, I'm asking you for to teach us and give us a spirit of what if when it comes to the body of Christ. And everything else will line up with your word from California to Washington, from the tip of Canada all the way down to the tip of Florida. God, we ask you to make America line up, north, south, east, and west. Because in your will be done. God, let us decrease that you may increase, God. Put it in us, God, put it in us. Because no matter what everything else is going on, when people talking about what the corona is doing, God, I just want to hear what you're doing. When people talk about unemployment, God, I want to hear what you're doing. When people talk about illness, sickness, and everything else, God, I want to be able to talk about what you're doing. Because what thus says the Lord is enough for me. In Jesus' name, we pray these things, and these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Apostle Alexis, back in your hand.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Sylvia. Thank you for praying for us. and thank you for praying with us. Thank you for everything that you've done for us on today, because we do know that you're on your break for work, and I truly, truly appreciate you taking time out to pray with us and for us. And so, as I said, today will be a day that we're in the mode of prayer, and so I can't thank God enough. I can't pray to God enough. I cannot acknowledge God enough, especially his sovereignty and his love and our need to repent. Before I begin with prayer and continue with prayer, as Minister Sylvia has already done, I wanted to say yesterday I was listening and I was riding down the street listening to Moody Bible Institute, and there was an expert on there talking about how many people are Christian, but there's categories of Christians. Those are that are the remnant that are truly followers of Christ, and those that are nominal, those that are cultural, or just by them saying they're Christians, just because their grandmother or their mother was a Christian, or because they was went to the church and got baptized at age 5 or 6, or that person that just because they're a good person, they think that they're a Christian, and that person that looks at what everyone else does and says, I must be a Christian. So he was actually explaining the difference between those that are truly Christians and those that aren't, and saying that a lot of times the people in the various churches give out the wrong definitions of Christianity, because, yes, you have to know that you're lost in order to allow Christ to find you. But sometimes people think because they go to church, to a church building, and they attend it regularly, or they go on special holidays, or they go with their parents, or they never miss a church service, and they're on all types of committees, but their life hasn't changed. They're still continuing in the practice of sin without ever repenting. And so it was such a great thing that I was listening to, and various people were calling in, and they were talking about how they thought they were Christians and how they doubted if they were a Christian. And so it really blessed me how many of them that weren't really believers in Christ, because there it is, only one way, and that's Jesus Christ. And we know, we hear people saying there's many ways to God, and that's true, but it's not to our God. So you may have a different avenue that you're using to get to your God, but it's not the one and only living Savior. It's not connected to Jesus. It's not God's Holy Spirit. It's God, God, because you can't have one. You have to have the Trinity. And so, like I said, it was such a great teaching, and I pray that domino or cultural Christians that aren't Christians, that think they are, will actually come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because if you don't have a relationship with him, you won't have a desire to stop doing the things that are not pleasing to God. You won't have a desire to walk with Christ. You won't have a desire to introduce others to Christ. So I just, like I said, that program that I was listening to from Moody was such a great program, and I'm going to try to look up the book just so that I can get it and read it myself, where the man is talking about the difference between a true Christian and those that say they're Christians but they're not, and how there are people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and even older or younger that think they're Christians that aren't. And so the reality is we all need to know that there's only one way, and it's through Jesus Christ. So, as I said, I thank you to Minister Sylvia for praying for us, and now I'm going to continue in the mode of prayer. Father God, we repent for sins of omission, commission, and every thought and everything that's been conceived in our hearts, uttered from our mouths, in whatever way that we may have done something that displeased you. God, we repent for our politicians and our leaders and even those that are following us. God, we repent for America and every nation and every tongue. God, we repent for ourselves, our sisters and our brothers and our nieces and our nephews and our aunts and our uncles and our cousins and our sons and our daughters and our grandkids. God, we repent. We repent. We repent. Father God, there are many people all over this world dying and feeling overwhelmed from the various fears in their lives. The fears from the pandemics, the fear from the financial and emotional and physical hardship. God, I cry out to you and I ask for your grace and I ask for your mercy. God, many of us don't believe that we need your grace and that we need your mercy. Many of us believe that we're so good, we're so this, we're so that, and that we talk to you all the time. So we don't need your grace and your mercy. But Father, I ask you for every situation and every circumstance in my life to bow down to knowing that we need your mercy and your grace. Mercy fit every one of our cases, God. No matter if we live in America or if we live in a foreign nation, God, we need your grace and your mercy, God. We need to wholeheartedly and diligently come to you, asking you for your mercy and your grace. God, mercy on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. God, we need your mercy every month, every year of our lives, God. We need your mercy. God, when we forget to ask you for your mercy, we still need your mercy. God, when we forget to ask you for your grace, we still need your grace. Mercy, 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 God. We've got to have your mercy. Sons and daughters-in-laws, aunts and uncles, God, mother-in-laws and father-in-laws, grandparents, we need your mercy. God, that son, that daughter that's a prodigal, they need your mercy. That son and that daughter that's walking in jealousy and covetousness and envy, God, they need your mercy. Mercy, Lord, I ask you for your mercy. Father God, as I've asked you for your mercy, I know that you've heard my request. I ask you now, God, to show us how even in the midst of doubt and even in the midst of seeking you for your mercy, God, that you will cause us to praise you, to thank you for your strength, to thank you for your peace, to thank you for your joy, to thank you for entering into your gates with thanksgiving, and for we will enter into your courts with praise, God. We ask you, God, to speak through us, to help us to understand our need for your mercy and your grace. God, help us to know that when you speak, we must listen. When you speak, we must obey. For your word says we have to rather obey God than man. Teach us, God, that some of our carnal ways are causing us to be separated from you without even knowing. God, teach us when we're doing things that separate us from you. Teach us when we're saying things that separate us from you. God, we thank you for speaking to our bellies, for speaking to our hearts, for speaking to our minds, for speaking to our wounds, for speaking to those areas in our lives that are diseased or barren. God, we thank you for speaking to those things that we need to birth, we need to go full term with, we need to have healthy and powerful and prosperous soul-winning ministries, God, through the power of your yoke-destroying anointing, God. Teach us how we need for this anointing to fully and completely manifest in our lives. And it's your anointing, God, not our anointing, but your anointing. God, we exalt you. we worship you. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For they that worship him must worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we ask you for your miracles, your signs, and your wonders, God, that will give you glory, God. We ask you to open the blinded eyes. We ask you to cause the lame to walk. We ask you to call the deaf to hear. We ask you to annihilate and obliterate every power of the devil and his imps that will cause us not to obey you, that will cause us not to walk, that will cause us not to see, that will cause us not to hear, that will cause us not to speak, God. But every fiber of our being, we ask you to consume it with your anointing and your fire. God, we thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace. God, we thank you that we know your voice and no other voice will we follow. God, we thank you that we surrender and we yield to you, God, and you alone. God, we tell our flesh to stand down. We tell our flesh to shut up. God, we listen to you. We obey you, God. We thank you for causing us to change. We thank you for causing us to be transformed and healed down to the very fiber of our total being, God, even down to our bones and our skeletons and our organs, God, that we're already healed. We thank you for rising up every dead thing in our lives that it shall live and not die. God, we thank you for causing us to hit on the very things that you told us to hit on.
There's so many of us left to
talk to those
we
things
overworked.
That you told us to talk
yeah,
to. God, whatever you told us to do, we do it for your glory, God. We magnify you for your glory, God. We won't get frustrated to a point that you tell us to speak to the rock and we hit it. We won't get angry and disobey you, God, until we hit the rock and tell us to speak to it. God will speak to the mountains. We won't try to go through them. We won't try to climb them, but God will speak to the mountains and they shall be removed. God will command a thing that you cause us to command. We will command that mountain to move. We will command that person to walk. We will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Not might, but they shall recover. For if you said that they shall be healed, they're healed. But God, if they need to experience things and go through whatever you need us to go through, God, we submit to your will. We submit to your way, God. We thank you for even those things that you've caused us to war against, God, that we have on the whole armor of God. And God, that we even line up with your word according to Psalms 44 that says that blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. God, teach us how to know that you've given us fingers to fight and hands to war. And God, that your goodness, you are our goodness. You are our fortress. You are our high tower. You are our deliverer. And God, you are a strong deliverer. You are our shield. God, you are in whom we trust. God, we thank you for you have subdued the very people that need to be subdued under us. So, yes, God, there are people that we are over. There are people that must listen to that thing for which you've given us to speak, and we will speak it, and we will do it based off of who you are to us, God. We thank you, for we know that you're Elohim. We know that you're God. We know that you're Adonai. We know that you're Abba Father. We know that you are God and God alone. We know that you're our Father. We know that you're the Son. You're the Holy Ghost. We know that you're our ambassador. We know that you're our Lord of hosts. We know that you're everlasting God and eternal Father. We know that you're exceedingly great reward. We know that you're faithful. We know that you're King of kings and Lord of lords, the Lamb of God. You are the Lamb without spot, without wrinkle. You are the a blemish. God, we thank you for being the perfect Trinity. You are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, for you are perfect. We thank you for being our Redeemer and our Restorer, our Refiner and our Purifier. We thank you for even you remind us that you are the Balm in Gilead. You are our Keeper. You're the Lord of hosts. You're Lord God Almighty. You're a Rewarder. You're tried, God. You're a tried stone. You are our Ruler. You'll speak to the storm, and it must obey. Oh, my God, we thank you, God, for you are our wisdom. You give us wisdom. You give us understanding. You're wonderful, God. You are a witness, and you cause us to be a witness. God, we thank you for being our advocate, our all in all. God, we thank you that you are our anchor,
God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the bright and morning star. You are the captain of our salvation. You are an all-consuming fire. You are our grace. You are our comfort. You are our mercy. You are the God of hope and peace of truth. God, you're our daddy. God, you're our Abba Father. You are our assurance. God, you are our shepherd. You are our provider. You are our sanctifier. You are our peacemaker. God, according to Isaiah 26:3-4, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. God, because we trusted in you, we trust in you. For you are Jehovah the Lord, and you are everlasting. God, we thank you for being perfect, and we thank you for teaching us to trust you. We thank you, God, for teaching us that you give us the creativity. You give us the innovative thoughts. You are sincere to us. You are our victory. You're our triumph. God, you teach us that we can be powerful because you are all powerful. You are life. You are majesty. God, you're the melody of every song that we sing, every song that we write, every song that we listen to, God, that's lining up with your word. We thank you that you teach us how to meditate on your word day and night. We thank you that you've taught us that it's got to be personal with you. It's corporate, but it's got to be personal as well. God, we thank you for hearing our every prayer. We thank you for teaching us how we can know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that it's going to be accomplished because according to your will. We're praying according to your way. God, we thank you that you've even taught us that although it seems like and although it appears like and although people are talking like COVID-19 is this and that and every mutated version of it and every sickness, every disease is both physical, mental, or emotional, God, that is greater than you, that is not. We thank you for teaching us how great you are and that although fear, which is a false evidence appearing real, tries to make us think that it's great, not according to your word. In Proverbs 18:10, it says, the name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and we are safe. God, I thank you that according to Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessings of the Lord make it one rich, and it addeth no sorrow. I thank you, God, that even Matthew 6:33, which is our foundational scripture, reminds us to but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We thank you that even your word in St. John reminds us that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the same was the beginning with God, and your word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God, we thank you that Jesus dwelt among us. We thank you that your word in Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God, we thank you that Isaiah 55:11 reminds us that so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall be accomplished, and that which I bless, and it shall be prosperous in the thing whereto I sent it. So God, pray your word. And we also thank you that according to St. John 11:43-44, that when you spoke with a loud cry and voice and you said, Lazarus, come forth. God, we thank you that even when Jesus went on to say, loose him and let him go, we say, loose it and let us go. Anything that's in our lives, anything that's in our mind, that it must loose us and let us go. We thank you that according to Psalms 144:1-7 and 15, that it says, blessed be the Lord, my strength, teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my strength, my shield. God, we thank you that you're in whom we trust, that you've subdued, God. And I have to say it again because you keep calling on me to say that you subdued it under us, God. You subdued the pandemic under us. You subdued racism under us. You subdued nepotism under us. You subdued sexism under us. God, you subdued it, and we thank you, God, because even the word, what is man that you have knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like passing shadows. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down and touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of the foreigners. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. We thank you, God, for being our Lord, even concerning those people that have put their mouths on us, that tried to do evil towards us, that have tried to hurt us, that have tried to been like a venomous snake and tried to poison us. For even Revelation 9 and 19 says, for the power of the horses to do harm is in their mouths and also in their tails. Their tails are like serpents, for they have heads, and it is by means of them that they wound the people. God, we thank you that even Mark 16 and 18 reminds us that the serpent will even try to cause us to drink anything that's deadly. They will try to hurt us, God. They will try to lay their hands on us, and they will try to make us. But, God, we know that we will lay hands on the sick, and they shall get well. God, we thank you for even Luke 10 and 19 that says, behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon every, not just some, but God, you've given us the authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strengths and abilities. You've given us, God, over all the power of the enemy, all of the possessions, all of the imps, all of the strategic plans of the enemy, God, and we thank you for nothing, not a thing shall in any harm us in any way. So we thank you, God, for according to your word that even the serpents and the snakes and the witches and the wizards try to come against us. But God, according to your word, God, you said that it will not harm us. And God, it won't not only just won't harm us, but it won't harm us in any way. God, we thank you for destroying every stronghold in our lives, God, every demon possession that we, according to 6 and 16, we can cast out spirits, word, and be healed of all the sickness. God, we thank you that even according to St. John 14:13-14, that when we ask a thing according to your name, you will do it. For we know that the Father will be glorified in the Son. If he asks anything in his name, he's going to do it. So we're asking these things, Jesus Christ. We're asking these things in the name of the adoption that we've been given as your sons and your daughters and your heirs. God, even according to Matthew 6 and 19, God, we're binding and we're loosing the things that you've given us the ability to bind and loose, God, according to your word. Because, God, we are imitators of Christ. We speak the word, God, and we cast out demons and devils according to the power and the authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus, for your glory. God, we cast out and we pull down and we annihilate and we destroy every bondage, every offense, every self-condemnation, every unforgiveness, every emotional disorder. God, because we have the mind of Christ, we have the peace that surpasses all understanding, we have the ability to once again tell that thing to loose us and let us go. God, we even pull down and we cast down every jealous Jezebel spirit, that inability to surrender to authority, that inability to not celebrate people because we're so busy being jealous of them or walking in covetousness. God, we're gossiping and we're promoting strife or division. In the name of Jesus, come out. Hallelujah. God, we're clothed with humility. We're clothed with unity. God, we're our brother's keeper, God. We thank you for we dwell in unity. God, we tell pride and perversion, come out in the name of Jesus. Self-righteousness, come out in the name of Jesus. The inability to apologize, come out in the name of Jesus, God, for we wholeheartedly are people that walk in humility. We're wholeheartedly people that serve you, God. for even those spirits of perversion that we need not have of homosexuality or pornography or LGBs and pedophiles and molestation and all of those things, come out in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be surrendered to God and submit to God so that that Antichrist spirit, that doctrine that's against Jesus Christ, it has to go. That doctrine that's against the children of God, it has to go. That doctrine of high-mindedness, it has to go. For the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Everything in your life that will cause you to walk around in a type of deaf and dumb epileptic spirit, we cast you out. We call you out in the name of Jesus. If you're having a hearing problem or a stuttering problem, or you're unable to hear the voice of God, to know the voice of God, loose him and let him go. We'll speak clearly in the name of Jesus. Every terrorist spirit, my. Every spirit of fear, my. Come out in the name of Jesus. For no weapon formed against the people of God shall prosper. Fear, you've got to go. Infirmities, you've got to go. Idolatry, you've got to go. Sickness and sin and wickedness, you've got to go. Jehovah Rapha cleanses us. Jehovah Rapha purifies us. The blood of Jesus. Stripes, we're already healed in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of heaviness, go in the name of Jesus. Sadness, sorrow, carrying burdens, go. Depression, anxiety, stress, inability to cope, go in the name of Jesus. Lay aside every weight easily beset you. See, go. Every wailing older woman, go to the daughters and teach them, women of Zion, how to wail. Teach them how to be merry. Teach them how to know about Gilead. Teach them how to know that there is a physician there. Teach them how to know how to heal one another. Teach them how to know that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, my, they've got to pray. We've got to pray, for we have to turn from our wicked ways. We have to know that God will hear from heaven, and he will heal the land, but we've got to pray. We've got to pray, because we got to know that Jehovah Rapha needs to heal us. He needs to heal every central nervous system issue, whether it's cancer, aneurysm, stroke, dementia, Alzheimer's, blurred vision, emotional disorder, sickness of the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system, whether it's with your blood vessels, your heart, clots, blockage, malfunction, disorders, whether they're congestive heart failure or the result of a myocardial infarction, go in the name of Jesus. Any immune system, lymphatic system, anything with diabetes and pancreas, anything dealing with HIV or AIDS, anemias and leukemias, any type of digestive disorders, any type of lesions and ulcers, any type of electrolyte imbalances or refluxes, any type of reproductive infertilities, whether it's ovarian, whether it's prostate, whether it's uterine, whether it's something dealing with dialysis or fibroids, or whether it's dealing with tumors or cysts, go in the name of Jesus. Any type of deformities in unborn children, any type of diseases of emotional capacity that's dealing with witchcraft, where you're trying to control people with unborn children, whether you're trying to control people with born children, whether you're trying to control people with sex, whatever you're doing that's not like God, go in the name of Jesus. Any musculoskeletal inflammation, infections, pain, whether it's lower back, hip, neck, any type of sickness, any type of atrophy, any type of contractures, any type of twitches, any type of tremors, whatever it is, go in the name of Jesus. We even talk to the respiratory system of the people, whether they're dealing with COPD or asthma or bronchitis or anemia or the difficulty breathing or even having problems with their O2 and CO2, which is oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange. Go in the name of Jesus. Any type of skin allergies or burns or diseases, go in the name of Jesus. If you're dealing with anything that's dealing with some type of victimization, whether you were raped or seduced or you have some type of issue of molestation, whether it happened to you even in your childhood, any person that's dealing with any type of physical abuse, domestic violence, incest, discrimination, addiction, institutionalized, systemic, microaggressions, ignorance, neglect, pain or abuse from incarceration, self-condemnation, self-mutilation, schizophrenia, any type of bipolar disease, any type of chemical imbalance, any type of poverty and bankruptcy, homelessness, unemployment. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Based off of the power of the great I am that I am. Based off of the power and the authority in Jesus' name that reminds us, even in Exodus 14 and 13, fear not. The enemy you see today, you will see no more. We extinguish you. We terminate you in the name of Jesus. Every unclean thing, every act of arrogance or timidity or vanity, go in the name of Jesus. Everything that they try to set before you that's been a trap or a snare or a lie or a shame or a type of rejection, go in the name of Jesus. Goodbye, misuse. Goodbye, abuse. Goodbye, malnutrition. Goodbye, obesity. Goodbye, dream killers. Goodbye, hinderers. Goodbye, distractions. Goodbye, gossipers. Goodbye, backbiters. Goodbye, laziness. Goodbye, instability. Goodbye, immaturity. Goodbye, low self-esteem. Goodbye, self-condemnation. Goodbye, negativity. All of the six things. I know, as the word says, seven things that's an abomination to God. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that go to shed innocent blood, wicked imagination, feet swift to run to mischief, false witness, a sower of discord among the brethren. Out! You've got to go. Stereotype. You trespassing spirit, go! You lunatic spirit, go! You spirit of insanity, double-mindedness, confusion, misdirection, mayhem, mishap, deception, manipulation, misunderstanding, strife, sabotage, evil addiction, drought, brokenheartedness, truth breakers, busybodies, violators of confidentiality and secrets, character, disrespectful of parents and authority. Go in the name of Jesus. Father God, we repent. For if any of those things have been in our lives, we repent and we ask you for the presence of your power, of your peace, of your many promises that are yea and amen. We've written the vision and we've made it plain. We submit to your process. We submit to your perfecting. We submit to your prosperity. We submit to knowing that there is nothing impossible. We submit to your supernatural power. We thank you, for we even pray your word according to Ecclesiastes 7 and 5 and verse 8. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Better is the end of a thing in the beginning thereof. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the stripes of Jesus. Thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We submit to it all. We are grateful, God, that you have annihilated and destroyed every evil agenda, every motive, every power that has tried to come against what you've called us to do. God, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all. And God, we love you. Teach us how to walk in your agape love. Teach us how to share your agape love. Teach us how to bless who you say to bless. It's not about how we feel. It's not about what we think. It's not about what they may have done. It's not about what we may have thought they have done. God, but it's about obedience. For we have to rather obey God than man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you. Again. Minister Sheila, are you able to make the announcements and do our closing prayer?
I thank you, and I thank you. And I thank you, Apostle, for the words of wisdom, knowledge, and the prayers that you've given. I just want to thank all that you have given us today. And I just want to say thank God for blessing us to be here for another day, another birthday, to receive his words and his blessings of life. I just want to say the lines are open. If there are anyone that might have a statement, a testimony, or a remark, the time is now.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, saints. God bless you. God bless you. I just want to say, I've been just blessed so much today by these prayers. I just want to take a moment and just ask God in Jesus' name to restore unto Apostle Cecilia all that she has given out. I ask you, God, to continue to bless the woman of God. Continue to help her to be your conduit, to preach, to teach, to tell your body what we need to do. God, thank you. Thank you for allowing her to sweep us clean today, to let us know that it all must go. It all must go in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you. I thank you for the word today that came from the apostle. I thank you for her. I ask you to build her strong. Help her, Lord, to do exactly what you told her to do, as she did this morning. What a blessing in Jesus' name. I thank you, God. I thank you for her. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for your word, more than anything else, and for your love. Praise God. Blessings, saints. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Thank you, Minister Margo McCoy, for your remarks. Yeah, I just want to say the line is open. Is anyone else have a statement? Your time is now.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hear me?
I can hear you.
This is Minister Sylvia. I'm at work, but I just wanted to let the apostles know that you have blessed us on today. You have hit every area that the enemy may hide in to try to say they didn't call my name. So I just want to thank you for covering everything and letting God use you on today, because I'm at work, like I said, and I'm trying to find a place to just come and just talk, to let the apostle know that, I'm about to shout. I'm trying to find a place where I can go in and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the boldness, for the authority that she took over speaking to everything and calling everything out. Not let sin lie at the door no more, without saying, I see you, you have been exposed. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much. That's all I have to say. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Is there anyone else? I want to give honor to God for all of us, for the world that He has blessed with life today, and to bless us and help us to all understand that through whatever we're going through, that He can bless us and make it through. I want to send out a special prayer to ask for one of my biker friends died over the weekend, and I just want to ask you to pray for him and his family. We call him House. I just actually pray for him and his family that God can help them through this loss and help them to understand that God has the answers to no matter what we're going through. I just want to say thank you and God bless the family that they can all understand that He can help them no matter what it is. I just want to say to the lines that's open, is anyone else might have a word or testimony? Your time is now. All right, I want to thank you and thank God for blessing us all and to keep us through all our trials and tribulations and to let us know we are blessed. No matter what it is, we have to turn it over to God, and God will direct us with the Son, Lord Jesus, in the right way. I want to thank all for listening and to ask if you can tune in to each and every Sunday morning with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser at Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday nights, which is also on Blog Talk and Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also on Fridays, which is Blog Talk and Facebook, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just want to say, Lord, I thank you all and to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I just want to say, God, I thank you and I thank you and bless us all for each and every day. Amen. Have a nice evening. Morning. Sorry.
Minister Sylvia, isn't the speaker tomorrow Minister Margo? Yes, so don't forget, tomorrow night's speaker is Minister Margo, so please join in and be blessed. And the songwriter said, I need thee, O Lord. Thank you, Minister Sylvia, and thank you, Minister Margo, and thank you, Minister. Bye-bye. Hallelujah.